I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. If you're a shareholder in a big corporation, you want to know how much the top executives are getting paid. Well, so do investors in big mutual funds, but it's been a problem until today. Now those funds must file disclosure forms with the Securities and Exchange Commission, telling the public how the funds are voting on everything from executive salaries to environmental issues. Find out why this is an important development for investors. We're joined by Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief, John Dimsdale. John, how is it that this is a significant development for business?
Well, here's how it works. Let's say that you strongly support a shareholder initiative that would prevent company XYZ from cutting down trees in the Amazon rainforest. You own some shares in XYZ, so you vote for that proxy question. But you also have some of your pension money in a mutual fund that has XYZ stock in its portfolio, and you may not have known that your mutual fund was backing management's opposition to the Amazon rainforest question. The mutual fund didn't reveal how it voted, but now you can find that out and either lobby your mutual fund to change its vote or pull your pension money out of that fund and invest it in another one that's more attuned to your wishes.
So how do you find out?
The Securities and Exchange Commission is posting the disclosure forms on their website, sec.gov. But that's pretty tough to maneuver. It's dense and unsearchable language. Many mutual funds are also putting their disclosures in a more user-friendly way on their own websites, so you might check that out before you go to the SEC.
And how did the SEC get to this?
It's a reform that grew out of the mutual fund scandals from last year when they uncovered the illegal market timing and insider trading. In part, they did it because there's a possible conflict of interest when mutual funds don't disclose their proxy votes. The funds do business with many of the same companies they hold stock in. They run their pension funds, the 401ks that many workplaces provide. So the funds could get too cozy with management. For example, the fund could promise to always vote with management on proxies in return for the company steering business their way. For that reason, some think these new disclosures will bring some changes in the way mutual funds vote their proxies. Anita Green researches investments for the socially responsible Pax World Funds.
Whereas before they may have just said, oh, just vote with management on that, I think they're now stepping back and saying, let's take a closer look, let's make sure we're voting the right way because we could be held accountable for how we vote.
All right, John, thank you. And what else is coming up on Marketplace today?
We're keeping track of another corporate governance story, a report on the salaries and benefits that are received by CEOs at the companies that have outsourced jobs overseas.
John Dimsdale from Marketplace, they join us regularly at this time, and it's produced by American Public Media.